Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
This is your brother Kareem from the Hawk Dower Group. This is Hawk Dower Media presents Glad Tidings Season 3, Episode 8. Name of the episode will be named Interesting Facts About the Quran. Before we get started with this jam-packed episode, let me first tell you that on our YouTube account, you can see that we have a new brother in our deen, in our faith, in our way of life, Brother Travis from Athens, Georgia. He took a shahada this Friday. And so he's a good brother, new to the faith. So, alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah, that we have a new brother in the faith. So we can dive right into the show. Like I said before, the name of the episode is Interesting Facts About the Quran. So let's get started with number one. Number one interesting fact is that there are 114 surahs in the Quran. It's called surahs in Arabic, but to the English-speaking individual, they're called chapters. So there's 114 chapters, surahs, in the Quran. Number two, the Quran is broken into 30 sections called juz. So the Quran is broken into 30 sections. That's when during Ramadan it says you should complete the Quran in the 29 or 30 days, whichever one it is. You should be able to read the whole Quran in the month of Ramadan because it's 29 or 30 days. And that's because the Quran is broken up into 30 sections called juz. So you can read one section a day in the 30 days of Ramadan and complete the Quran. Fact number three, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is repeated 114 times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is repeated 114 times in the Quran, with 113 of it being in the beginning of the surah, with one being in the context of Surah Al-Namr, which is the 27th surah in the Quran. Surah Tawbah is the only surah that doesn't begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and that's because it's a carryover. Surah Tawbah is a carryover from the surah right before it. Next interesting fact, Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest surah in the Quran, with Surah Al-Kawthar being the shortest. Milk is the best drink that's described in the Quran. So milk being the best drink described in the Quran, with honey being the best food. Ramadan is described as the best month, with Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, being the best night. So Laylatul Qadr is in the last time. The night of power is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It's in the odd night. So in the odd nights, a lot of people go to the mosque. They do a lot of extra worshiping. It's called ibadah. They do a lot of ibadah for those last 10 nights, especially on the odd night. Looking for the night of power. The night of power is supposed to be so much. That night, if you catch it and you do your worshiping, you're supposed to get more blessings that night than you would any other time. Next interesting fact, the most disliked action in the Quran that's allowed, that's permissible, is divorce. Surah Yasin is called the hardest. Surah Al-Ikhlas is considered one-third of the Quran. So if you read Surah Al-Ikhlas three times, you get the reward as if you read the whole Quran. Surah Al-Ikhlas is the Surah 112 in the Quran. The Quran was revealed over 23 years. 13 of the surahs were revealed in Mecca. 10 of the surahs were revealed in Medina. Whoever reads at least one letter of the Quran gets 10 rewards. Reading one verse in the Quran during Ramadan is equal to reading the entire Quran in another month. I think that's a great bargain. So you read one verse in the Quran during Ramadan is equal to reading the whole Quran in another month. Ramadan is called the spring of the Quran. Another interesting fact, the Quran will either intercede for you or be a witness against you on the day of judgment. So all those who are Muslim and all those who are looking to become Muslims in the future, I encourage you, read the Quran. Take a minute. Even if you just read one section, which is called an ayah, you read one section, one sentence, do that. That's more permissible and that's more light for you to do than not read it at all. Because like I said, the Quran will either be a witness for you on the day of judgment or will go against you on the day of judgment. I don't know about anybody else, but we don't have to be a horrible person. Anything you can do to get you ahead or anything you can do to help you out on that day where the sun will be 1 mile away from you, where people will be sweating up to their knees, up to their ankles. Some people will be drowning in their sweat from their sins. To have the Quran in the sea for you that day will be a great blessing. So I plead with you. Please read your Quran. The Quran itself means recitation. But when it was first revealed to Prophet Muhammad, it was revealed, it was oral recitation. So it was revealed to him orally. He revealed it to a Sahaba. They would recite it to one another, and then they would have scribes write it down. They used to write it down on animal hide, on bones, on stone, and it was kept, it was preserved, and then later on it was put together by Uthman, who was the third successor of Prophet Muhammad. He was the first one to organize the committee to compile the whole Quran. In fact, there's people who are against Islam will say, oh, well, they rewrote the Quran, because he did go and he did burn other copies of the Quran. But the purpose of that was it was written by some people when they were writing it down in their slang or in their terminology. And it wasn't written exactly like it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. He got them all together. He took the ones that were revealed, that the revelation was given to Prophet Muhammad, and they were taken. They were to a T. He took the people who remembered them, set them down, got them in one room. They went over it. He took the versions that were correct. They kept them. They compiled them into one book. He took the versions that weren't correct, that weren't written down, wasn't jotted down correctly, and he destroyed them so they wouldn't get out there to the world and you have fake versions of the Quran. Abu Bakr, who was the first successor of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was the first to collect the written text together. So he was the first one to collect them together. Uthman was the first one to organize the committee to get them put together correctly. The smallest animal mentioned in the Quran is the mosquito. So that is, we'll wrap it up there. It has to be a short show today, but that's interesting facts about the Quran. I want to go on to say, I repeat myself, we got a brother on Friday taking Shahada. So we have one more member to this beautiful faith, this beautiful way of life. And it all started with he asked me about if I had a copy of the Quran. I did. I had just ordered some copies. So I gave it to the brother. He was able to read it. He saw that it was the truth, and he was interested in our faith, our deen, our way of life. I encourage you, all those who are listening, Muslim and non-Muslim, to get your extra Quran. Buy one. They have them on Amazon. You can buy one for cheap. Or if you're interested in getting a free copy of the Quran, please email us at hakdawahmedia@gmail.com. That's hakdawahmedia@gmail.com. Email us for a copy. Email us and ask us for a copy. And I get one out to you the next business day. Don't forget, look for our other radio shows on Spreaker. It's the web address is on our show notes. Also, look for our other show that's on Podbean. It's also on iTunes if you want to look for it. It's called Rudimentary Islam, RootimentaryIslam. They play out the word rudimentary, which means elementary. So it's rudimentary. It means it gets down to the root of it. So Rudimentary of Islam is 2 to 5 minute podcast just to give you the basics of the deen, not to dig too much into it. It's somewhat what you consider it's the crawl, walk, run method. Rudimentary Islam is more of the crawl method, the beginner method. Then you have this show, Glad Tidings, which is more of the walk method, where it give you more in-depth about the deen. Then Hakdawah Radio, Hakdawah Media Radio, or Spreaker, is more of a advance, it's Quran recitations, it's lectures, it's explanation of different hadith, it's hadith, it's explanation of different Quran verses. If you're interested, please keep on. You can also find us on Twitter at the Hakdawa Group. Group is GRP. You can find us on Tumblr at just regular Hakdawa. Facebook, the Hakdawa Group, also group is GRP. You can go into our blogger. I have been bad with our show notes, and I apologize. I'm going to get back on that, get us up to date. Also on YouTube, you can find us on the Hakdawa Media. I've been real poor with that. I'm going to get back on that, and we'll be where we need to be. Once again, if I say anything to offend anybody, I sincerely apologize. If I say anything that wasn't untrue, it wasn't from Allah, it's from myself. So please stay interested. But come back next week. We have a new show. And thank you very much. Until next week, assalamu alaikum. Fi amanallah. I leave you in the care of Allah.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, owner of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone we worship. Thee alone we ask for help. Show us the straight path, not the path of those who earn thine anger, nor of those who go astray.
The very good words that you're going to repeat are very simple, but definitely comprehensive in meaning. Basically, Islam, five pillars of Islam. And one of those pillars is to believe that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, one. That he has no partners or associate. He's not a male or female. He's not a man. He's not Jesus. He has no sons. He has no daughters. He is absolute and eternal. There's nothing in the creation that has any similarity to him. So you bear witness to the name, which is his personal name, Allah. And he's the one creator that created everything in the heavens and everything in the earth and everything between. And the second is that, and they call it the Shahadatain, because there's two declarations. You bear witness that there's no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah and Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He is the last messenger of Allah, which he came after Jesus, alayhi salam. The next thing, we make five prayers a day, which is basically the prayers that are sent down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we pray five times a day, every day. We also, in the month of Ramadan, every year, we fast for the sake of Allah, 29 or 30 days. And then we give the charity, the zakat, to the poor, 2.5% of our earnings, to the needy, to the people. And also the pilgrimage, the Hajj, as you know, famous Al-Hajj bin Shabazz, also known as Malcolm X. He had made the pilgrimage, which is the house that Ibrahim alayhi salam built and Ishmael his son, if you can afford it. This is the five pillars of Islam. So inshallah, brother, you can hold up your right index finger and you can repeat after me. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay. Would you say I bear witness
that there is no God
that deserves to be worshipped
except Allah
and I bear witness
that Muhammad
is the messenger
of Allah.
Now, after you take Shahada, you know, your sins are all forgiven. Is that if you were the brand new baby?
Allah bless you and we support you. Alhamdulillah. Welcome home, bro.